How are you feeling this morning, Shula Brahman? You haven't passed any urine for quite a while. There's a reason for that.
I think I...
No, according to the chart, you haven't passed any urine for about
8 or 9 hours.
10 hours, nearly 10 hours.
I haven't tried the wash.
Have you tried? You feel like it now? Do you want to try? I'll fix up the bottle.
Bakata samuva shate chiranga vaje tate tate bajara kol gana gana tale janjera ro tate tate bajara kol gana gana tale janjera ro tate tate bajara
ডাল রুটি আছে শিল্প পিসিমা এসছেন
হিয়ার্স পিসিমা ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু সি হার
হি ক্যান নট হিয়ার
আচ্ছা আমি বলে দেবো আপনি যা বলবেন শিল্প
প্রভাত
আপনি বললেন আপনার যেতে ইচ্ছা, মুখ ডাল করবো কি?
প্রভুপদ আজকে ডাল রুটি খেতে চাই, ডাল খেলে ভালো হবে?
খেতে ইচ্ছে করছে কলাই ডাল। আচ্ছা শুরু করব, আচ্ছা শুরু করব।
ফলের রস
ফ্রুটস
আচ্ছা শুরু করব। এখন একটু ফলের রস দিই
সকালে খেয়ে।
হ্যাঁ আমি দিয়েছিলাম, শুরু করব আরেকবার দেব, তো এক ঘন্টা হয়ে গেছে। এখন 7:45 বাজে শুরু করব। ওই তখন ফলের রস খেয়েছিলাম, প্রায় 1.5 ঘন্টা হয়ে গেছে শুরু করব। একটু যমুনা জল দিই। আচ্ছা শুরু করবেন।
কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে
তেল দিয়ে
সন্দেশ খাবে।
হ্যাঁ
পিসিমণি জিজ্ঞেস করছেন সন্দেশ খাবেন এখন? না এখন খেতে চাইছেন না।
ওই ফলের রস একবার ওই গাছ
আছে শুরু করব।
তারপরে তুমি যে মন্তর জানিন্দ মন্ত্র জানেন মন্ত্র পরে বললাম।
আপনি যে নৃসিংহ মন্ত্র জানেন, সেই মন্ত্রটা পড়ে কি করবেন? শুরু করবেন বুকে তেল
যাবে।
আচ্ছা ওই মন্ত্রটা পড়ে, মন্ত্রটা পড়ে, হ্যাঁ নৃসিংহ নামে নৃসিংহ মন্ত্র প্রভু বলেছিলেন শিব চান্তক মন্ত্র
Srila Prabhupada, can I wash your face now and you wash your mouth? It's about nearly 8 o'clock.
Yes.
I'll get the water ready, okay?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First, I saw the where they had taken prasadam. All long tables in a big room, long tables, tablecloths, and proper plates, knife, fork, spoon, perfect for that. Nice fans, very gorgeous looking curtains, everything real
white.
Really high class, and serving kachoris, hot jalebis, all nice preparations. And our men, they look very scientific. They're wearing shirt, coat, and pants. Shrub Dhamma looks like a scientist now. He's transformed himself. All of them, Madhava, they all look Sadaputa. And Ganadas, they all look very elegant. All the scientists who are attending, they're dressed a little informally. But our men are very formal. They have the ties on, and everybody has a badge. All the people who are attending have a special badge mentioning the scientific conference's name and the individual person's name. And that's in one place. And then in another room is the conference room. It was the room where we were going to have the bank there, but we were going to put really big room with fancy backdrop. Some decorator has come and made a very fancy backdrop with a big, there's a long table and podium with microphones and very nice seats. In the dining hall, all of the seats have special white linen cloths over all the chairs. Very fresh looking and clean. And in the other room, it's very cool. There's curtains so that the sun can't come in, and now there's a big jagya going on. Yasodhananda Maharaj and the Gurukul boys are inaugurating the conference by chanting Sanskrit mantras, and some of the scientists were very amazed to see how our men could chant like that. The whole building is first class for this purpose. When we build this Bhaktivedanta Institute Hall,
I mean, it's the most wonderful idea to have this conference here, Srila Prabhupada. I mean, these scientists, they're going to be converted to Krishna consciousness. I'm certain of it by seeing these arrangements. They never could have... They're being tricked. So it's wonderful.
How many candies have come?
I don't know. There must be somewhere between 50 and 100. But I mean, they're expect... Today is a working day. It's Friday. Tomorrow and Sunday, everyone is going to come. Everyone wants to come. They consider it prestigious to come here. Because the whole thing is being done at an international level. He's your top preacher. I can see in the future this man will... he's the most important preacher. Because people are basing everything on these rascal scientists. I think this is only one of your many plans, Srila Prabhupada. There's no doubt that you have to make every effort to get back to health. If this is only one plan, and I'm seeing the... it's really inconceivable how these scientists... I never thought to see such people walking into a Vrindavan. Who would have ever expected it? They all look like Darwin's representatives. But our men look even more scientific than they do. That's the best part of it. And then, although they are dressed in shirt, even though Sri Dhamra is in shirt, coat, and pants, he has a big tilak on. And Malika. Very good. And then our sannyasis look like this. There's Lakshayananda Maharaj and Bhakti Pram Swami. They were both there, very nicely dressed with dandas. It's really, I mean, the whole thing is complete. They get to stay in the night's guest house. There will be building the Bhaktivedanta Institute Hall. All of these things are a complete arrangement. I think these men are surprised to see that how such a thing has sprung up and they had not been aware of it before. And when they see these books, Srila Prabhupada, that the scientists have written, that I think that will floor these men. I mean, they will be completely amazed to see it. Normally, if anyone else dared to do such a thing as this, to prove by science that life comes from life, it would be a very immature attempt. But, you know, by some religious person, and it would not have very much weight. But here they're coming face to face with people who are actually scientists. And they cannot, they will not be able to deny our arguments. I think that your Guru Maharaj is very pleased with this program, Srila Prabhupada.
I have given the idea that I will give the shape.
Well, we want some more ideas also. You have to give enough ideas for at least 10,000 years. This is a great idea, Srila Prabhupada. It really is. It's wonderful. I think that each year, if we hold one conference, you know, at least one in Vrindavan, that it gradually will become one of the main events of the scientific community of northern India. No doubt about it. In fact, I'm certain that people will be, begging to be able to come. There'll be big competition for who is able to be given you know, permission to come and the reservation and the guest house. I think we'll have to build many guest houses here.
Yes, I said you.
And also I took darshan of Krishna Balaram.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord Balaram's club looks like it will destroy anyone who dares to interfere with Krishna's plan. He has a very big club. Silver, all silver. And many people were coming, many pilgrims. Just you asked me whether as many were coming as when we were previously here. There are as many. The temple was very much crowded with people having darshan. I could tell that some of the people were pandas, the guides. They have to bring everyone to this temple because the people want to see Krishna Balaram Mandir. People were making a lot of expressions of joy to see Krishna and Balaram. They were very surprised to see how beautiful they were appearing. And also Radhasham Sundar is a very big attraction because that boy dresses them very beautifully. All the deities look very nice today. They look especially happy about this science conference, I think. If we do this in Bombay also, Srila Prabhupada, it'll be tremendous success. I think that Krishna postponed.
I should go. Who will have to end it? Krishna
Bharata. Who will have to end it? Krishna Bharata.
Srila Prabhupada.
It may be, Srila Prabhupada, that. It might be that Krishna postponed the opening of Bombay to get you so that you could have enough time to get a little health. Yeah, I mean, this is a single-handed attempt. Of course, the others have worked very hard also for publishing, writing the books, getting them printed. But this arrangement locally, practically, is his. He's gone very, worked very hard. Andre and Jilly.
Come, Jilly, come on. Open this here. আমি বলছি
the scientists are taking prasadam now, the choris and fruit, sabji, hot jalebis.
I saw the jugular that was going on. I mean, that hall is first class looking. Even though this is not the final hall that we'll be building, still it is one of the nicest decorated halls I have seen with chandeliers. They rented chandeliers, you remember. I mean, it looks very high, very elegant. Everyone is impressed. They never expect that these scientists, they probably think that Vrindavan is some forest. And suddenly they came into a scientific conference. And naturally, after the conference, they are attracted to go into the temple. And then they get darshan, and they're taking prasadam.
After the gentleman, they hate to come. No. You know, it is a place for gundas. Pandas means gundas.
Srila Prabhupada, you are expert at preaching to the gundas. Therefore, everyone becomes converted by your preaching. We were all gundas. I think that your coming to America was no less fearless than Lord Chaitanya when he went into the Jarikanda forest to preach Srila Prabhupada. In fact, we were worse than the animals that Lord Chaitanya had to deal with. At least an animal keeps to its nature. But just like you described that boy who was taking, you were staying in his loft, and he was taking intoxicant, and he was acting like he could not calculate what he would do. Animals, you can expect something. And you were there alone, single-handedly, you were walking around in the streets. Sometimes New York is called a jungle.
Asphalt jungle.
Asphalt jungle.
Please come in.
Rupa Nuga, Prabhu is there, Tripurari Marsh, and Ikshaku Prabhu, and Yadubara Prabhu. Yadubara has brought so much film that he's very hopeful for your recovery so he can use it. He brought so much film to take pictures of you. He and his wife have come. Kitchen, Pishima is cooking Srila Prabhupada. Seeing her cook reminds one of the Krishna book, how the ladies, Krishna's time, were always cooking nice preparations.
Supposed to begin at 10:30, but it's running a little late because men are still arriving and they're taking prasad. So I think noontime is. But we don't want, you know, we want to let them take prasad in an easy frame of mind. not rushed, because they're right here. They're living with us.
Right.
So there's no...
The men who have come today, most of them will stay probably for the weekend.
Oh, they're all planning to stay for the weekend. They're more on the way.
How do they like the guest house facilities?
Like, very much.
And Bhavananda Maharaj has organized everything very nicely. He's deputed different men in different places. So it's very nicely organized.
Well, I've been now to lay down.
Well, I haven't done it. I was in the conference for a little while. The scientists took prasadam at about 11:30. The conference was supposed to start at 10, but it didn't start till about nearly noon. And at the same time, Bhagaji has apparently arranged a program of prasadam and kirtan at his house, but it was to be at the same time when ordinarily the conference would have halted for lunch. So, as the conference began 2 hours late, now that has upset things a little. Not very much. I mean, I was in the conference for a while, and all the guests are there, scientists are there. Srip Damodar Prabhu was giving a lecture. There weren't very many GBC or sannyasis there, but I think it was on account of the fact that this conference started so late today. There is another conference this afternoon, as far as I know, and then two more tomorrow, and again the next day, and I'm pretty sure that everybody will be attending. I found it very interesting. But the only reason I left was that I wanted to know whether I should attend Bhagaji's lunch or not. He invited everyone, made a big arrangement. But I'm your secretary, so I don't want to go unless it's proper to go.
How will I accept that this is not today?
The time it was fixed for was the lunchtime of the conference. Another reason Bhagaji wanted to have it was that he just wanted to have it while, you know, everyone was here. But the main thing was that the lunch was supposed to coincide with the lunchtime of the conference. That's the main point. Mm-hmm. In other words, there was no conflict of the two.
Why did you not do that?
Why did I not do what, Srila Prabhupada? See, the scientists did not come on time. They did not come on time. They came late. The conference was to begin at 10, but it began at noon. I mean, I don't think it's not, the main point is that the devotees will start to attend probably the afternoon session, because it'll be in a more regular schedule again. This was just a very irregular. Even the scientists, there are only about, I counted, there was only 30 of them in the conference. Because although more than that have arrived, it's, you know, they haven't yet settled into their quarters, you know. Everything is, the first lecture is a little like that. It's just everybody's getting settled in.
I don't know.
I don't know what to say. The devotees should all attend the conference. I think that's the point.
Come in, but where the conference is going on,
और भगत ये फीस नहीं होगा. This is perfect.
Why it is? Because some of the devotees may leave by next week. So Bhagaji wanted to have a feast when everyone was here. And I told him to arrange then for Thursday, which is yesterday. But he said that that was not sufficient time. Therefore, then I told him, then if you can't arrange Thursday, then the best day is Friday, because Saturday and Sunday are the more important days of the conference. And I advised him that the feast should not be held simultaneously with the conference, but he said that there was no. In other words, I attended the lecture and the program, but I came out on account of Bhagaji's invitation. The point is that the lecture should have been over by 1, according to their program that they published. But on account of the scientists arriving late, they did not want to push anyone. This was the whole point, Srila Prabhupada. I think it's just circumstantial, mistake. It was not planned that one would interfere with the other. And I mean, the conference is in no way being interfered with. It's going on. Yeah, the conference is going on. I mean, anybody who's required in the conference is there. But some of the sannyasis and GBCs are choosing to go to Bhagaji's. But the conference, people who are involved, they're all at the conference, and many devotees are there also. I think it's all right. I don't want you to be disturbed about it. So, should I go or not go, Srila Prabhupada, to Bhagaji's? You have to make your choice. I think Bhagaji wants to send you over a plate of prasadam also. I'll inform Srupa Dharma to come and see you right after his lecture is over, Srila Prabhupada. All right? Srila Prabhupada, Srup Damodar is he?
Well, how things are going?
Things are going nicely, though we didn't have too many guests today, Srila Prabhupada. I think about a little more than 50 came. Most of them will be coming tomorrow, and Sunday will be all full. Because today is still Friday, and in Delhi, all the schools are still open. So, but we came quite a few interesting scientists from Delhi, and one had only one question, but otherwise nobody had anything. I spoke for about 2 hours on the difference between life and matter, and we saw that the science, modern science, actually does not study life. They only study inanimate matter, atoms and molecules. So they think that life could also be just atoms and molecules. So we saw that that is wrong, and they should propagate this false idea. And especially in India, I especially made a request to all the scholars saying that we should take this very seriously, and we should try to expose this genuine spirit of knowledge to all over the world, because the Western science and technology We tend to think that everything is the absolute truth. Whatever science is coming from the West, that is saying that that is too narrow-minded. We should be a little broad-minded, and we should also consider other possible alternatives. Then we demonstrated that modern science actually cannot explain about the nature of life. So we requested that in the coming 2 days we'll establish this in a more scientific basis, that this is not just religious dogma, it is based on complete genuine scientific knowledge. Also,
so where they're staying?
They're staying all in the guest house.
They're cold?
Yes, prasadam is served in that big hall where we are planning to have the bank, no, the garage. It is very clean, it's all decorated, and we have tables and chairs, and we have in a buffet style, and also there are devotees helping serving. So,
and where the conference is?
Conference is held in that bank room. So we had about 250 chairs in that, 150 chairs in that hall. We have displayed Srila Prabhupada's books with the bronze bust, nicely arranged all the books. And we also have Srila Prabhupada's picture in from Bhaktivedanta Manor, that enlarged picture. It's very nice. We have that as on the background. And then we have also the recording systems. Everything is recorded. We also had some men from radio, or five men came from radio, all in the radio. They recorded. Everything seems to be going nicely.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
This is one schedule. It's called the First International Life Comes From Life Conference. And they've put out their schedule of the program as they're presenting it. It's like right now they're doing a 1.5 hour discussion by this Dr. M. Marchetti. That's at 5 o'clock.
That's Malivadas.
Well, that's not what they're doing right now.
No, right now they're doing Darwin's Theory and the Past History of Life, Dr. Cohen.
Yeah, that's Bob Cohen, Srila Prabhupada. That Peace Corps.
Brahmavati.
Brahmavati.
Oh, Brahmavati.
When I was sitting there just now, I mean, I suggested a lot of things which can improve the presentation. One of the big problems is the microphone system they have is very cheap. They rented some, so I suggested that they take the temple microphone system for the next few days, which is a very good one, and use that, because it's very hard to hear clearly.
Why not do it?
Well, right in the middle of the conference, they can do it for the evening one. They can probably change it by 5:30. Another thing is that these men, these scientists of ours, they're just beginning to practice speaking. Just like our sannyasis, we get to speak in the temples practically all the time. But these men are new at lecturing, so they require further practice in their presentation to make it very interesting, which they'll get automatically by doing what they're doing. Another really important thing I feel is that I think it would be much more interesting if someone with an opposing opinion were to speak first. Say, you know, some Indian, some other scientist we could invite who would speak on the same subject but from a different point of view. Then our man would speak from the Krishna conscious point of view. And then people could ask questions. Because the audience, I think, very much appreciates when there's a little bit of, I don't know how to explain it, you know, a dialogue where it's like a
refutations.
Debate.
They have such a speaker in physics, he's in the speak that life comes from
that. Okay, that's good. Because Otherwise, it's just, I looked at the audience this afternoon. First of all, there weren't that many. It was only about 15 men attending this afternoon's lecture.
Scientists, 15.
Yeah, 15 scientists. There were devotees. Our sannyasi GBC men were there. But and I looked at them, and some of them weren't that interested, mainly because it's just too one-sided, I think, and too quick. There's not enough action going on up there to keep their attention. I'm going to speak. I haven't spoken to Srupa Dhammari yet. I'm going to after. I spoke to Rupa Nuga, who was in the back, because he's helping to organize. I mean, I think it's very good because gradually, as we hold more conferences, they'll learn to improve their presentation. This is why Srupa Dhammari wanted to begin in India, so that when he finally got to the West, he'd be very strong and everything would be very good. Here, it's a little easier, lightweight. He had a doctorate, he was not there. He told me.
So not all the doctors who...
No. Not, in other words, there's a big enough program so that they pick which conference they want to come to. They don't come to every lecture. They may only come to one or two in a day. Today, there's three, right? Three lectures?
Yeah.
So probably they might attend one or two of them. Of course, some people might attend all of them. But
also, many more are coming on Sunday. Not all.
Yeah.
They're coming through the whole conference. Tomorrow more are coming, and Sunday is the biggest day. Yeah.
All in all, though, it's still very impressive and very much encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like everything takes practice. This is the first of its kind. So for it being the first, it's very nice. And it certainly is well organized. That's a fact. Everything is there. Good guest house, nice prasadam, and qualified speakers. You can see our men are very... They must be presenting thousands of facts. I mean, every sentence, they're backing up with some quotation or, you know, some substantial reference. They're very well prepared for these lectures. I think that they'll simply become better.
Other parties, we are not taking in that.
Other parties means?
Opposition.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard very much opposition. This morning, Dr.
He asked, is there any questions, but they don't...
Yeah, he asked, is there any questions, but no one really... It's got to be set up in a different way, in my opinion. There has to be, from the beginning, an opportunity for an opposing speaker to speak.
This man isn't going to speak until Sunday.
Who?
The opposition.
But each lecture should have an opposing speaker. That's my point. They should begin with an opposing speaker, and then our man should speak, refuting what he says. And then the audience should be allowed to ask questions of either person who they choose. And then it'll become, you know... Yeah, otherwise it's very one-sided. Something that doesn't appear to be as objective.
Dr. Kapoor came?
Dr. Kapoor was there this morning. I was not there during the part when he spoke. But apparently he spoke some Mayavadi philosophy. This Dr. O.B.L. Kapoor.
He said that everything is made of molecules, and molecules are invisible. Therefore, actually, everything is invisible. Therefore, this, everything is like a dream. Everything is unreal.
This is the result of all of his years of study in order to write his book. He's become a Mayavadi, or at least his Madhavadas. Our Madhavadas, he got up and completely defeated him.
If everything is invisible, then he should also become invisible.
So Chudananda said, then someone should have got up and said, then why are you speaking if it was all a dream? Why are you even talking? Then your talking is also a dream, so why not sit down?
Because he said, if everything is invisible, then how about me taking this invisible chair and smashing it with your invisible head?
Dr. Kapoor is really something.
He has become Mahavadi.
Yes. Does that sound possible?
Huh?
It sounds possible, doesn't it? Yeah.
He said before he met His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta that he was a Mayavadi. Now he's still a Mayavadi.
Well, he gave up his... I mean, he took this... He became part of this... Nitai Gaur Radhesham group. And how genuine could he be to do that? Anyway, no one took him very seriously.
Huh?
No one took him very seriously, especially after Madhavadas smashed his nonsense point. Of course, he did it very nicely, Madhavadas, because he's a scientist. He did it in a very tasteful way, scientifically proved that what he said was wrong.
Not counting the Jamuna Jal. Would you like us to make you up some juice, pomegranate juice?
That good. Lime.
Lime.
Do some kirtan? Do you have any more? Do you want to know more about the conference?
No.
I think we'll give you another report later on. It's successful. That's a fact. Only these are suggestions how it can be improved. We'll speak with Srupa Damodar about it. So the devotees in France, part of one zone. In fact, it's a four-page telegram. Should I read it? It says, Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept our most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Knowing how dear your book distribution is to you, Srila Prabhupada, the devotees in France would like to humbly offer you the results of our week-long Marathon Sankirtan, hoping in some way to please you. Srila Prabhupada. The devotees there, they went out on book distribution for 12 hours every day. All the devotees, they went out every day for 7 days in a row for 12 hours each day. And here's the results of their distribution. This is only for this one temple in France. It says, we have distributed 25,061 hardcover Bhagavad Gitas in 1 week. 25,000, Srila Prabhupada. We usually print of a Bhagavatam 20,000 for the whole society. They distributed 25,000 Gitas in 1 week in French, Bhagavad Gitas in French. He says, to the conditioned souls of this country, in 7 days, we have we hope that these results are the biggest in the history of your movement, and that they will give you some solace. Our top distributors were Bhakta Richard, somebody who isn't initiated yet, who distributed 1,504 big books in 1 week. Every day he distributed over 200 hardcover books. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That means he did about, let's see, 240 in 12 hours. He distributed about one book every 3 minutes for 12 hours in a row, Srila Prabhupada.
Every day.
Sir. Every day. Jagat Vasi Das, who distributed 1,125 big books. Aristanasana Das, 864 books. Vaisha Kirti Das, 851 big books. Akhilashvara Das, 835 big books. Kripa Siddha Das, 760 big books. Then they say, thank you for allowing us to assist you in preaching this message of Lord Chaitanya in the Western countries. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada, your humble servants, the devotees in France. Pretty big distribution. Estimates that they collected over $60,000 in 1 week. It's amazing. It seems like Krishna is giving unlimited facilities to spread his glory, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, we do not want liberation. We want to serve the purpose of the Goswami in association with pure devotees. To stop bhakta there is not our purpose. Tadveno charano shemi Bhakta Sani Bhar. Janame Janame Mare. Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada, if you get stronger, then on our way to America, this next time you can go via France and stay in the chateau. The French devotees this last time were not able to get your darshan because they were busy distributing your books. So they all feel very confident that you will certainly bestow your mercy on them and stop in France next time. Bhagavan said that the cows are giving very sweet milk there. I think there is also Krishna Balaram. Mm.
Yes, there's also Krishna Balaram.
Dr. Kapoor got up at Swarup Damodar's speech today. And he said that actually it was very nice that Swarup Damodar had organized this program, but actually it was not necessary because the whole problem can be solved very easily when we understand there is no such thing as matter. He was preaching the philosophy that that this material world is false. He was getting up there and saying that actually this table does not exist. Nothing actually exists. He said the table is made of molecules and the molecules are invisible, therefore the table is also invisible.
What was the scientist's reaction to that?
He just spoke right before the thing closed. So Rupa Damodar tried to point out how there is a difference between matter and spirit, in that one can definitely see the difference between a living body and a dead body. But he didn't actually go into much detail to defeat his argument. But I was very surprised that he would come up with such a Mayavadi statement, that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya philosophy. There are not so many scientists there today, maybe 20.
Thank you.
If you're here with us, then that's all we need. Then we can go out and do anything. Generally, when you take milk, it causes a lot of difficulty with mucus.
Mm.
This sweet lime juice, that seems to be doing some good, though.
Mm.
Perhaps it might be better to not take the milk for a little while until your system becomes more healthy.
Yes.
Is there any difficulty from the solid food?
No taste.
No taste. But at least it may give some strength back.
Hugs, yeah. If it cannot enter in the system.
It's not been digested. If you were to take something like soup, that may be more easily digestible, just the liquids. But that would have much of the goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Things like soup, vegetable juices.
Okay. Modest.
With the chanting, that gives a higher taste.
Mm. What is the time now?
About 20 minutes to 6.
Still continue after 6.
Yeah. Madhava Das is speaking right now. Madhava Das. He was speaking when I went there. There's not so many people there right now. Only about a half a dozen of the visitors were there.
So we all became very much enlivened from this conference. I think that it has very great potential for preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, because they cannot challenge. Even Srup Damodar, he asked, can anybody debate? And all the scientists were quiet. They could not offer any challenge. So it's very effective, a very good means to preach. And we all became enlivened by attending this conference.
What is the time now?
6:05, Srila Prabhupada.
They're all wanting to come around this side. They're all dressed in their shirt and ties, Srila Prabhupada. They look just like the scientists.
Give them chair.
Chairs.
We're all right, Jabro, but comfortable.
We have a court fire. Sit down.
Prabhupada said you've got cotton pant.
What?
He said you've got cotton pant.
So can you sit?
He was concerned about whether you should sit on.
Shall I sit down?
Srila Prabhupada.
Sit down on the chair.
Bring some chairs, Tapamoya. Bring those chairs. I actually should have right there, all right, I think.
Hello.
Hey,
yeah,
it's messy.
Didn't watch that, I see. Didn't you?
Push that shirt down. Thanks.
One more is coming.
He's in the change of time.
Two thirds soon.
We'll get one corner light.
Corner light. Light.
See how they're all dressed, Srila Prabhupada? Nice looking.
Shirt and tie.
And tilak.
Yeah, yeah. Seated comfortable.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada, we're comfortable.
So,
we are learning Srila Prabhupada. This is our first conference. And we are confident that we can do it.
Where is it?
Here is Brahmatirtha. Is the perfect questions, perfect answer? One of the authors. Next to him is Saraputta, who wrote two books on the quantum physics and the laws of consciousness, demonstration by mathematics that light cannot arise from matter.
I read you that in London, Srila Prabhupada. That was Sariputta's book that we read in London.
And next to him is Madhava. His body is like mine, small. So we are making points that modern science doesn't know life.
No, you are making points. But there is no reaction from the other side.
Not so many. Most of them actually agree to what we say. On Sunday, we may have some interesting somebody who is going to speak against us. There's one Dr. Malbia from Agra. He's a biochemist. He's going to speak against us. Also Dr. Mishra from All India Institute of Medical Sciences. He is going to speak. He's not exactly against, but he's a Mayavadi, heavily Mayavadi oriented. And also he tries to compromise the modern scientific concept with the Vedic ideas, which is actually not what we are trying to do. So on Sunday, also I'm planning to have about an hour and a half as a discussion, completely open to all the participants. So on Sunday we expect a little lively discussion.
The pressmen were very favorable.
Yes, we also had press conference today. So they told me that they like to release, so we have to summarize what we have received today so that they can print it in the newspapers.
Which newspapers came?
From Mathura, the Times of India came, I think five?
I mean, there were five reporters altogether.
Five reporters. And also from All India
Radio.
They came.
They're coming again on Sunday?
Yes, and the press people are coming on tomorrow also, day after tomorrow.
Hmm.
So we'll try to summarize some what we have studied today and try to print it a little nicely in the newspapers. I requested them that this is a great responsibility for the newsmen to do this genuine scientific propaganda. So I requested them they should cooperate with us. They said that they will do it. Now I also requested the members of the delegate to kindly attend our temple functions. Right now, I think they are in the Arati, Sunday Arati.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then we have prasad at 7 o'clock. Then I'm going to show Hare Krishna film.
What are you serving at 7? What kind of prasadam?
Oh, we have nice prasad. I don't remember the menu, but I think they are very satisfied with the prasadam program that we have.
Then after prasadam?
After the prasadam, we are going to show movies on the spiritual frontier in the hall, in our Fairchild.
Hmm. Why not on a big screen?
The Fairchild projects on the wall?
Yeah, we can also do it on a big scale.
Because when you have a big...
Yeah, actually we can do that on a big
scale. That projects on a big screen.
Dr. Kapoor spoke for about 5 minutes. Actually, he's very much influenced by Mayavadi ideas.
Hmm.
I realized. Then later on, he spoke to me that there's some misunderstanding. Then I told him that this is not the way that we have learned from Srila Prabhupada.
Hmm.